Medical Report and Clay and Iron Show, and it is called that because this is The Last Secular Empire. The DVD, Connecting the Dots, is available now. You can place a phone order at 888-212-8871. You can call and place your, or you can do it on our secure servers on Clay and Iron. That's CLAYANDIRON.com. You can also order the amazing ebook, Vatican Assassins 3, by Eric John Phelps, a work of decades. This is the third edition, a most remarkable panorama of history, connecting so many dots and also making people understand the reason why they have layers of evil, even among those that are evil. They have dialectics of conflict where they support both sides to cause destruction. We see this with Ahmadinejad making ridiculous statements to say he's going to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. At the same time, we know that within Iran, the mullahs, the senior mullahs, have actually condemned him as being insane. And in fact, local people there have written in their newspapers that he is not a Muslim. He is a Satanist. The same way as Barry Chamish, the journalist from Israel, who will be back on the program later in February, has stated with great documentation that the CFR and the globalist Jesuits are directly in control of the senior leadership of Israel that are planning and trying to foment a nuclear war. My contacts have told me that our jets have actually turned back Israeli bombers ready to bomb Iran with nuclear weapons, and that our advanced divisions have actually been sitting on their missile silos to prevent a preemptive strike. All of this, the dialectics on both sides, fueled by the globalists with an agenda. Back to you, Eric.
Yes, okay. And the other thing I wanted to mention was the Kama River Truck Factory was built in the 70s. It was financed by the Import-Export Bank, and the head of that bank at that time was not a Malta, William J. Casey.
Wow. And what about the Volga River Truck Factory that builds the T-80 and T-70 tanks and so on, all of them funded by America?
All of them. That's right. And, of course, on the credit of the Federal Reserve Bank.
Right.
And the Federal Reserve Bank is run by the Knights of Malta, and I also had discovered that the brother of James Rowley, James J. Rowley, who was the head of the Secret Service at the time of the Kennedy assassination, his brother Francis is a Jesuit, and he had worked for the Federal Reserve Bank in New York City.
Wow. So that's amazing.
So the Federal Reserve Bank is the credit that's extended to the U.S. Congress out of nothing to exert their military prowess around the world to restore the Pope's temporal power using American blood and treasure. And the other thing I wanted to mention, too, is the Jesuits are also behind the building of the Muslim world. But are they behind the building of the Muslim world using American money and finance and technology, beginning with Turkey, for the destruction of Israel? Why, no. Israel is the Pope's kingdom of Jerusalem.
Right.
He will never destroy Israel. And this is where Barry and I disagree.
Yeah.
Israel will never be destroyed because once it's gathered out of the nations in a condition of unbelief, pursuant to Ezekiel 38:8, it will be attacked by Russia. It will never be destroyed.
Right.
And so the Pope is going to keep his kingdom of Jerusalem intact. That's why he's built up the Masonic Jewish Labor Zionist IDF.
Right. Well, what they want to do is they want to give us the threat of a possible attack, which is what I see coming now. I see the greatest danger now is a Goldfinger effect where they can frighten these people in Iran to actually mine the strait and cut off the oil supply to Asian countries, because the real plan is to cut off the oil so that our Asian creditors will cut off credit to America. And the price of oil will go through the ceiling. We'll have a famine because our farmers can't plant crops because the cost of diesel fuel will be so high. They'll force the transition to the Amaro. They'll steal the wealth of American middle class. And again, that's their crosshairs is not on Iran or Afghanistan alone. It's on the American public, the middle class. The Reformation is still on, and they want to take out all sides. In fact, their plan is to destroy the Islamic peoples with us and have us destroy them, and ultimately they will rule over what's left. That's their plan.
That's right. And they want to align the Muslim peoples, after they've armed them, with Russia for their future attack into Israel.
That's exactly what's in Ezekiel 38:39. I'm against you, Gog, chief prince of Meshach, Tubal, and Rosh. 38 and 39, read your Bible. It's all there. We'll be back in a moment with Eric John Phelps in just a moment.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report and Clay and Iron Show. We will be taking calls a little later in this hour, probably at the bottom of the hour, because it's so important to cover this material, and then we will take your questions. We want to get through to the people the amazing parallel between what's happening in America now with the hate crime bill, with the face that they're putting on it, a Jewish face, because the Jesuits, the globalists, the Luciferian Satanists that run this world through the United Nations, the World Health Organization, and all of their minions, all of the secret agencies in the world run by the same people that run Nazi Germany, the Ray in Russia, the same people are planning on a Holocaust, another Holocaust, not just of the rest of the Jews on earth, but also of anyone else who they want to target, such as the Reformation, those who are real believers. This is what we're facing right now. It is, every single thing is lined up perfectly with the Word of God in your Bible. You need to start reading it, and then you'll understand. My book, Clay and Iron, will be coming out again later this spring, early summer. I released it back in 1999, and it lines up historically with everything we've talked about with Eric Phelps and his book, which is historical fact. He is not prophesying here. He is just telling you with documents and pictures. In fact, you can go through all the pictures and just read the captions if you like picture books, and you'll see that the history that has been fed to you in your schools and universities and your newspapers has all been lies and babble. And it says in the Bible, come out of Babylon, which is not just coming out of a place, but come out of Babel or confusion. Today, you're going to be brought out of confusion with Eric John Phelps' book, Vatican Assassins 3. Let's continue.
Okay. Now, I want to go back a little bit and show you the doctrines of Rome. And here's what Thomas Aquinas has said in his De Regime Principum, in his Summa. And he says, quote, "The Church of Rome is one monarchy over all the kingdoms of the earth, and is among the temporal kingdoms as the mind or soul in the body of a man, or as God in the world. Right. The Church of Rome was instituted by Christ to direct men into the ultimate end of man, and therefore must be unerring, and must also govern all secondary ends, must order everything which has the least relation to the ultimate end, whether it helps or obstructs men in reaching the end. Therefore, the Church of Rome must not only have all spiritual power, but also the supreme temporal power." That's Aquinas. That is what is taught in every Roman Catholic seminary. That's what every Jesuit must learn. And what does John Kennedy come along and say? This is what John Kennedy said to a ministerial meeting in Houston in 1960 before he was elected president. Quote, "So it is apparently necessary for me to state once again not what kind of church I believe in, for that should be important only to me, but what kind of America I believe in. I believe in an America where the separation of church and state is absolute, where no Catholic prelate would tell the president, should he be Catholic, how to act, and no Protestant minister would tell his parishioners for whom to vote, where no church or church school is granted any public funds or political preference." Right. Isn't that George Bush? "And where no man is denied public office merely because his religion differs from the president who might appoint him or the people who might elect him." I get what he says here. "I believe in an America that is officially neither Catholic, Protestant, nor Jewish, namely the state, the government.
Right.
Where no public official either requests or accepts instructions on the public policy from the Pope."
Right.
"The National Council of Churches, or any other ecclesiastical source, where no religious body seeks to impose its will directly or indirectly upon the general populace or the public acts of its officials, and where religious liberty is so indivisible that an act against one church is treated as an act against all."
Right.
So here's Kennedy. He's saying, no Pope's going to tell me what to do. Aquinas says the Pope will tell you what to do.
Yeah.
And the Jesuits say, if you don't do what the Pope tells you to do, you're going to die. You're condemned as a heretic and a tyrant. And it's no murder to kill a heretic. And that's why they killed Kennedy.
Right.
If he would have ended the Cold War, that would have ended the whole charade. There would be no more arming of Russia. There would be no more arms race here for the fascists that run the government.
I have seen your engineers and pilots at Air Force Academy told me, and people who worked at Lockheed Martin, that the jets that the Russians build there, their Sukhoi jets, etc., all were literally copied right from the Library of Congress.
Absolutely.
The only thing they had different was they had very, very bad, very ugly, and very non-aerodynamic rivets.
Right.
The only difference. They had very stupid-looking rivets and a very heavy jet. So they had to build it so hard because even the quality of the metal was so poor.
So poor,
That's what they did.
Right. They have nothing apart from technology from the West, from historic white Anglo-Saxon Protestant nations.
Right.
The Lord blessed the nation because they honored him and they read his word.
Well, they killed all of the they killed all the doctors, they killed all the clergy, anyone intelligent in Russia,
mm-hmm.
and they had to raise them up again later. In fact, it was said that Vladimir Ilyich Lenin said, "I'm calling for my doctor," and I think his junior said, "I'm sorry, you have just executed your doctor." it's a truth, but it's a joke, but it's based on a fact.
It is. It's terrible. But
yeah.
So anyway, one of the concluding matters is that the Jesuits built Russia during the Cold War in order to create this fear among the Americans for the Russian beast, the Russian bear,
right.
so that we would accept more absolutist fascism from Washington.
Right, and that's what they're trying to do now. They want to
turn
America.
And there's the same thing now.
They want to turn America from an out-of-control, inner city that's fed by the violence of drugs that are brought in by the Department of Justice and the DEA.
Right.
They want to turn America with the massive importation of all these other peoples.
Right.
They want to radicalize Islam so it goes from 0.1% to, say, 30% that are violently, let's say that Israel nukes, let's say, and kills 10 million Islamic peoples in major capitals within 2,000 miles of Jerusalem. Don't you think that we're going to have, without any control by the globalist organizations, much terrorism around the world, and, of course, a move toward a violent fascist state in America and in other Western nations?
I agree with you. This is exactly what they want.
They want to turn us into a clenched fist, and there's nothing more dangerous than when the white Northern European forces meld together. We're the most historically the most dangerous, violent peoples on the planet.
That's exactly right.
Causing destruction, even against our own people, with absolutely no mercy. And that's the danger. They know that they can manipulate us into a position of frenzy, and they're driving it with the elixir of fear, which is terror, terror, terror.
Right.
All manufactured by the globalists, all manufactured by evil people like the past mayor of New York City, who had his bunker in the World Trade Center 7,
which was the
first steel building in history to fall, not from debris or anything else, but from a, quote, little local fire. They had to, quote, pull it, which would have taken months to put the bombs in there. All of this done on orders by, I'll let you complete it.
Edward Cardinal Egan, who runs New York City, and his Knights of Malta, George J. Tenet, and he's advised by the Jesuits of Fordham University.
Right, and working directly with the guy who held the insurance policies months before.
Oh, Silverstein, that Masonic Jewish labor Zionist, that Jew working for the Pope. That's why they sold it to him, so the Jews could be blamed for it.
And how much money did he make on a double? And he made, $100 million investment. Within a matter of months, he made $7 billion with a B dollars.
Wow.
$7 billion, and the insurance and these pension funds made billions and billions on this deal, all going back to the coffers of the
Vatican. Sure,
exactly.
And the other thing is, you can know that the monies that were made are to be used for the building of the Pope's Kingdom of Jerusalem.
Right.
Remember, he hates the Lord's beloved Hebrew, Jewish, Israelitish people who are there, and he loves and keeps in power the government that's there.
Right.
And so here's my thinking about what they intend to do. If I was the Black Pope, I would not want to enrage Islamic peoples against my Kingdom of Jerusalem. So how would I foment a war with Iran? I would use America.
Right.
So therefore, all the Muslim peoples can blame the great Satan.
Right.
And therefore, you can use America to eliminate Medina and Mecca.
Right.
Well, those mosques there, and that would create hatred forever against the historically Protestant West.
Right.
And so then those people would be fired up. It would be their life's goal just to get over here and kill some infidels.
Well,
and that's why China has a strategic agreement with Mauritania and Dakar on the west coast of Africa for shipping over across the seas into Cuba, and then from that staging base into Miami.
Right, and in fact, one of the worst places is in Freeport, Bahamas, the largest forward placement for military operations in the world in history for the Chinese communist government, and they have been taking over the shipping, literally agreements, to without our even customs agents bring in containers directly all the way into the central United States with no oversight. No nuclear evaluation of whether or not containers contain nuclear bombs, armaments, and so on. And my contacts have told me they have been for years shipping with the agreement of the U.S. government, which is totally traitorous, and this is crossing administrations. Guillotines, weapons.
Yes.
Vehicles, uniforms, MREs, supplies, everything. Many of them stored in Kansas in the underground Hughes salt mine, Kansas storage facilities that are underground. This is what's going on, people. That's why the Kanamax Highway is being built, all planned to strip America to the bone, to ship your young people over to fight in countries to become back depleted, uranium saturated.
Or murdered.
Or murdered, or the vaccines destroying their immune system.
Yes.
So they can then make sure America cannot defend itself when there's a famine or there's a geological or a climatic disaster, so that they can then force the Amero and then really enrage us, pass us the most advanced weapons ever created in history, and then have a smash every nation that will not succumb and not knock down their borders to become regions in a 10-region world, published September 1971 in the Council on Foreign Relations, Foreign Affairs, all planned by the Jesuits.
Yeah. Here's another.
The CFR and the Royal Institute for International Studies in Britain, all vassals, like the Rothschilds, were just the bankers for the Vatican. That's the reality, isn't it, Eric? We'll be back in just a moment with Eric John Phelps. Amazing information you need to know to connect the dots in just one moment.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Clean Iron Show, and I'd like to hear the continuation response, of course, from Eric, and then we'll be taking calls at the bottom of the hour. Your calls are welcome at 800-313-9443 on this very important topic, which will be an ongoing special. Roughly every week to 2 weeks, we'll have Eric in to talk about these things and to reference to this amazing collection of documents, historical facts, pictures that's put in this remarkable volume, Vatican Assassins 3 ebook, available for $40. You can place your order at 888-212-8871 or online at clayandiron.com. We've added some new companies like Moritz Mayer, the remarkable new products like the magnesium oil probiotics. We, of course, tell people to get ready with your first line of defense kit with your Super Silver, because many of these things have all been planned by these above government agencies directly under control of these people. And if you don't connect the dots and understand the patterns, you will not have a strategy to not only thrive but survive, and not only save yourself but your nation, your world, and your spiritual future as well. So back to you, Eric.
Okay, let's examine another thing that they have done here. They always put Jews out in the forefront. Their Jewish servants they put out in the forefront, like Greenspan and the head of the Federal Reserve. They don't mention other Knights of Malta that are really on the board.
Right, they don't mention, or like Chertoff, who's the head of Homeland Security.
And that's exactly where I'm going. So they put Chertoff now, the head of Homeland Security. Obvious Jew, his mother and father are both Jews. His father was a rabbi, I believe. He came over here from Russia, or grandfather. So Chertoff is this open Jew that is obviously serving the Vatican. He fraternizes at Georgetown. He goes to the Council on Foreign Relations. He's one of the Pope's boys. But who is the man that's really the power behind the Department of Homeland Security? His name is John C. Gannon. John C. Gannon, an Irish Roman Catholic, Knight of Malta, good buddy with the president of Georgetown University, John DeGioia, who's also a Knight of Malta. And John C. Gannon is an adjunct professor at Georgetown University. He's on a board of directors of Woodstock Theological Center at Georgetown University, too. So, and he's a graduate of the Jesuits Holy Cross, same way where Chris Matthews was graduated from. He has also got an award from Holy Cross, the Ignatius Award. And he got the President's National Security Medal, the highest U.S. intelligence award given by George Bush, and he was awarded it by Knight of Malta George J. Tenet. This guy was in the CIA for 24 years. He has the highest credentials as far as intelligence. He was one of the preparers for the presidential daily brief from the CIA. This guy's a Jesuit. He was in the Jesuit Volunteer Corps after he got out of college in Jamaica. He was there for a year when he taught as part of the Volunteer Corps. He's a Jesuit. He's a designer of the Department of Homeland Security. And the Patriot Act. The Patriot Act was written by Chertoff and a Vietnamese Roman Catholic. Viet Dinh, D-I-N-H, did. And this Viet Dinh was Assistant Attorney General for a while, and he is a professor at Georgetown University. And so, therefore, under the watching hand of the Jesuits, these two guys, Chertoff and Dinh, write the Patriot Act to put upon the American Congress, none of the congressmen ever reading it before they put it into law, anticipating, of course, 9/11 that would be carried out by Cardinal Egan and his Knight of Malta, George J. Tenet.
Right. All of this planned step by step, like a grand chessboard, just like the book by Zbigniew Brzezinski years ago, now trying to apologize and say he didn't really mean it.
He's the Knight of Malta, too, by the way, a Polish Roman Catholic, right? An adjunct professor at Georgetown, in with the Jesuits at Georgetown.
And, of course, one of the senior advisors for Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy Carter, that hater of the Jews. Okay, so I want to read another quote here from this priest. His name is David S. Phelan in 1913. Here's what he said, and I have this in my book, quote, "Why, if the government of the United States were at war with the church, we would say tomorrow, to hell with the government of the United States. And if the church and all the governments of the world were at war, we would say, to hell with all the governments of the world. Why is it the Pope has such tremendous power? Why, the Pope is the ruler of the world. All the emperors, all the kings, all the princes, all the presidents of the world are as these altar boys of mine."
Wow.
That's what the Vatican thinks about our president. That's what the Vatican thinks about any president, any military dictator, anybody.
And I saw a small horn that spoke boastful things against the Most High God. Yes. Doesn't that sound like it came right out of our Bible?
That's right. That's the final pope.
Literally the pope, the final pope, which is supposed to be the next one perhaps, is said in the Bible that he shall speak that he is the God of this world.
Yes, that's he's showing himself that he is God in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Sure.
And, of course, when we have a peace treaty, which is coming very quickly on the heels of a very dangerous, almost war, we have the Vatican with the current control group in Israel planning on passing over with Shimon Peres the Vatican area for a universal temple under the control completely of the Vatican.
Yeah. And Shimon Peres did that in 1993. And I'm thankful that Barry Chambers taught me that. He did it in 1993. They deeded the whole Temple Mount area to the Vatican.
Right. And what's been going on with the death recently of the recent prime minister, he's actually brain dead, maybe he's not physically dead, Ariel Sharon, is that he decided to pull back from this. In fact, he took 1,000 plexiglass Israeli Shin Bet secret security forces up there with plexiglasses on the Yom Teruah, and walked around the Temple Mount area to say that Jews had the right to walk on the Temple Mount. A year after, they
give him the poison cup.
Exactly. This is amazing that we see all these things connecting, don't we? Everyone's being manipulated, and the Jewish peoples are being manipulated to another Holocaust.
Especially in North America,
and the real believers, the real Christians, are also being maneuvered to support a Luciferian Satanist, George Bush.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you heard of the universal antidote for poisoning? If you were thinking activated charcoal, you're right. Emergency wards around the world use activated charcoal as the antidote of choice for hundreds of poisons and as a detox for drug overdose. Because activated charcoal is rated safe and effective by the FDA, you can give it to your family, your pets, or livestock with no worry of negative side effects. If you have acid reflux and infected wounds, a spider bite, want to lower cholesterol, or control bad odors, activated charcoal is a safe, natural remedy. To learn more, visit buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Buyactivatedcharcoal.com carries a wide range of activated charcoal products. Come visit us at www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. That's www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Or give us a call at 1-888-264-5568. Activated charcoal, a supernatural remedy for the 21st century.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
KU Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling, and begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information, or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report and Clay and Iron Show. And we do have a caller. Eric, are you ready to take callers now, or do you want to complete some further
thoughts?
I just wanted
to make one more point, and I'd be ready.
Sure.
I think we need to also focus on the possibility, and I consider it to be a reality, that they intend to rebuild Babylon on the Euphrates River.
Oh, you can see it now. You can see these massive, the military that are coming back say these massive permanent 13 bases in Iraq are not temporary like they talk about. They're permanent. They're structures that'll last centuries. And, of course, the invasion of the Antiquities Museum there, it's obvious to me that they're going to have a massive increase in money, and they want to build the ancient temples of Babylon, the ancient historical sites, and, of course, to turn the Vatican City, turn the Temple Mount into a tourist trap. This
right.
is what we want to do with the Universal Temple, which is exactly what it says in
the Bible. They've got great big hotels there in Jerusalem, 5-star hotels, sitting empty. I want to read this one thing out of Larkin's book, on his book on dispensational truth, on page 143. And he wrote this in 1920. He writes, quote, "In the War Department of France at Paris, there is to be seen the records of valuable surveys and maps made by order of Napoleon I in Babylonia, and among them is a plan for a new city of Babylon." Get that? They were planning it back when the Jesuits were using Napoleon. "Thus showing that the vast schemes of Napoleon comprehended the rebuilding of the ancient city of Babylon and the making at its capital, as his ambition was to conquer the whole of Europe and Asia, and he recognized to that end the strategical position of ancient Babylon as a governmental and commercial theater." And then the guy goes on to say that the Kaiser of Germany and the Sultan of Turkey were working together to make a railroad to Baghdad with the intent of rebuilding Babylon. So it is very apparent that they intend to rebuild the Babylon, and that's why the Pope's Masonic Islamic leaders are calling for a united caliphate to be centered in Babylon.
Yeah.
So that means that New York City's got to go.
Yeah.
And all the financial power there, all the gold there, that's going to be shipped out of there, and it's going to be shipped into Europe, and ultimately to be used to garnish the either Third Hebrew Temple or to be used in Babylon.
Yeah. Well, they want to strip America to the bone. It's like a turkey,
yes.
turkey at
yes.
Thanksgiving is what
yes.
they plan on doing.
Yeah.
Like a turkey.
Okay, I would be ready for your call then.
Okay, let's take our caller, your first name again, and where are you from? Hello, we're ready to take your call. I don't have my teleprompter here, so I can't see.
Is it Ellen from California?
Ellen, wonderful. Let's go ahead with your call or question.
Hello, Dr. Bill and John. Or Eric.
Yes.
Are you aware of the Knights of Malta Oath? It's on the net. People can read it.
I'm not aware of their oath.
It's scary. Just Google Knight of Malta Oath.
Okay.
It's really scary. Okay. Now, a few other Knights of Malta are Pat Buchanan, John Bolton, and Phyllis Schlafly.
Yes, ma'am. You're right.
Yeah, and Phyllis Schlafly comes on RBN, and sometimes she makes some astounding statements, like, "I voted for Bush twice," you know.
And Phyllis Schlafly is a Dame of Malta, yes.
I'm a great-grandma, and I know better than that. What's the matter with these people that have brains, you know?
They're masters of light and darkness.
Oh, boy.
They
are.
Because that's the right-wing fascist faction.
Yeah.
Okay? That's what you have.
Okay, now, are you aware of Herman Kimsey and Colonel General Michael Golanuski?
I have Herman Kimsey mentioned in my book as a Knight of Malta and also involved in the Kennedy assassination.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm not sure of the other one. Who is he?
Pardon?
I'm not sure of the other man you mentioned.
Okay, now, Herman Kimsey, they murdered, you know.
Yes, they murdered
and
him.
And his best friend was John McDonald, head of the Los Angeles Detectives. And this was during the Kennedy time.
Right.
Okay, now, Herman Kimsey was a CIA identifier of people. And the defector, Herman Kimsey ID'd for the CIA the defector named Colonel General Michael Golanuski of Polish intelligence. He defected.
Oh, Golanuski. He was Alexei.
Pardon?
He was the Tsar's son, the hemophiliac son.
That's right.
And he was a Knight of Malta.
Okay, now, Herman Kimsey identified him and proved his identification. He was still a bleeder. But this could never be public because the Tsar's gold is in Rockefeller's hands.
In the Jesuits,
you know.
New York Bank, that's right.
Right.
He stole all of his gold, right?
Yeah.
Or kept in his safekeeping.
It was Michael Golanuski who brought the Kissinger Bohr-Adra files with him. That was the man who defected that brought the Kissinger files.
Uh-huh.
And
you know,
so
Kissinger is also an
Knight of Malta. I wanted you to look that up if you want to check on that.
Well, I know Alan Stang wrote a lot about Michael Golaninsky.
Yeah.
In his new, and I want to get that article. If you can get that article to me, I'll put his picture in my book.
Hopefully. You know, I don't have it,
But I've seen the article that Alan Stang put in the American Opinion. I think it's 1973, and there's Golaninsky with a cross of the Knights of Malta on his label, the pill.
Okay, yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Now, I'll tell you who wrote on this was Coppell. a researcher, Capel, the one that wrote Kissinger's Soviet Agent. Remember, Frank Capel, an investigative reporter. And you would find some of that in his book on Kissinger's Soviet Agent.
Yeah. Well, you know, Kissinger is a Knight of Malta, and he's P2, Monte Carlo Lodge. And he is also bosom buddies with his other Knight of Malta buddy, Alexander Haig. And Alexander Haig's brother is a Jesuit, Francis Haig.
Yeah.
Alexander Haig is a kingmaker.
And he's also, by the way, the honorary senior advisor for Costco.
The communist overseas shipping company.
That's right.
Right.
The Knights of Malta building Costco.
Yeah, there's no end to the web.
No, right. The web, as I say, isn't that exactly one of the little rhymes that they have at as they enter the Yale University Skull and Bones about the web that they weave?
Right.
Yes, it is indeed. Yeah. Excellent point.
Thank you so much, man. Thank you.
We have the best listeners in the world listening to RBN, Republic Broadcasting. Now, by the way, it's republicbroadcasting.org if you want to listen to streaming and get back on to see all of the newsletters and other information. Let's take our next caller, Jerry in Pennsylvania, and then Marianne in Arkansas. Go ahead, Jerry. You're on the air.
Are you trying to reach Jerry in Arkansas?
Yes, I think. Well, who's next? What's your name?
I'm Jerry in Arkansas.
Oh, that's you're the gentleman. Go right ahead. You're live.
Thank you so much, and I really appreciate hearing a gentleman that has done so much history homework. It's good to know there's people out there like that. I would like to offer to Eric, if I could please, that if he would look just a little bit backwards in time, that he may find the schism between the East and West Universal Church occurred in 66 A.D. at a council, and at that particular time, the Universal Church took away the daily sacrifice. That is why the Messiah references us is to go back to chapter 12, verse 11 of Daniel, so that we can understand the mathematics in verse 11 relative to the taking away of the daily sacrifice. And that's very easy to find. All you have to do is look that the daily sacrifice required a lighting of two candles. And the church, the Universal Church, switched it to one candle. So under that subject, you can find your time frame, and then you will be able to add up verse 11. If you do those additions, you find out it comes out exactly at the time frame of 2001 when the last King took his presidential oath of office. The second thing I would like to possibly offer to the listeners is a quote from the famous Rabbi Louis Finkelstein in his book, The Pharisees, The Sociological Background of Their Faith. He states in the foreword, Phariseeism became medieval rabbinism. Medieval rabbinism became modern-day rabbinism. But throughout these changes in name, the spirit of the ancient Pharisees survives unaltered. And I think any halfway competent individual could find that 30% of the New Testament, the Messiah spends warning us about Pharisees.
Indeed.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, the Phariseeism is behind all of the things that eventually became Sabbataism and the worship by a segment of a small proportion of these people that call themselves Jews, which is actually anti-Jewishism. It's actually the opposite. It's an anti-religion.
And by the way, I show the connection between the chief rabbi of Rome and the Pope. That's a very important connection, too.
Yes, and of course, the Catholic Church points out very clearly, and in their literature, they state unequivocally that a Pharisee founded their church. And that's very easy to find out. You can actually find out the name of the family, the Pudens family, that supplied all the buildings for the Universal Church up until the time of about 325 when Constantine gave it to them, everything. But I'm very pleased to hear that there is a man that's done this kind of history homework. Some of us kind of were, you know, or tickled pink to find out there's other people that maybe considered, you know, history geeks or something of that nature. But, you know, I just want you to possibly consider to look up the date 666 and the taking away of the daily sacrifice. When you add that 666 and then you put in your 1290, it comes out to 1956, and that is the exact time frame when the hard drive of computers was perfected, which gave the power to the beast to do the numbering and identification that's going on.
Yeah, in fact, the IBM, which is International Business Machines, did the Hollerith cards for the Nazis, and it shows the American scientists over there, IBM Corporation, setting up the death camp numbering systems for all the people, and the numbers on their arms were the same as on the Hollerith cards. And I walked through the supercomputer array at Falcon, Colorado, Schriever Air Force Base, the most secure military facility on the planet, with a world identification, and every citizen on Earth already has a database, a huge panopticon database of everything about you already ready. All they need to do is put the chip in you. They'll first put it in an ID that can be not only tracked, just like the National Animal Identification, but they want to get the chip in you. They're requisitioning them now. They have suppliers that are hired by the government today, not next year, not next decade, today, getting ready for the next disaster so that they can literally chip every citizen in America, Canada, Britain, Australia, South Africa, India, China, everywhere in the world. All of these IDs are all coming on board in 2008. They're planning on having it completed by 2010, absolutely.
Yes, I totally agree, and I verified the first working chips for myself in 1993 and was able to find three grocery stores in Central Florida at that time that were accepting them. And when I told people the stores, they thought I was crazy. I told them, go down there and watch it. And it's been in this country at certain levels for quite a while.
Yeah, they even have readers actually in the grocery. Many of the companies that are supplying the readers for them don't even require the scanning of a card. People will literally be able to walk into a store and wave their hand, and their accounts will automatically be debited. This has already been set up in many of the places right across the country. So overnight, they will transition control. I talked to numerous people who have already received their World ID cash card already. These are globalists on very, very high levels. They have already received it as much as 7 to 8 to 10 years ago.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Yeah. And the individual listening can easily test this by going into certain types of stores. And, for example, Sports Unlimited in Central Florida has it.
Right.
And you can just start to pull out your wallet and use your credit card and say, you know, I don't want to use this anymore. I want to use my credit card at my wrist, and put your hand forward and start to scan it across their scanner. And see the reaction, and I've done this a number of times, and all of a sudden they bring the manager up and they say, excuse me, sir, we're not allowed to take that yet. And so you can learn a lot, but the bottom line is people have to start diligently studying what the Word of God says about coming out of Babylon. Mm-hmm. Quit being a 14th Amendment citizen.
Amen.
Do not
accept rights, because they can be taken from you. Mm-hmm. Accept responsibilities and duties. And have no fear but of the Lord.
Absolutely. Amen. You're right on. That's why they're trying to turn us into administrative citizens, objects for the global hegemony. They are turning us into chattel, and that's why they're ready to call the herd. And we need to find out that our position is we are made in the image of the Most High. We are not chattel. We are the children of the Most High God, and we are not to be treated as objects for destruction.
And we might also add, we need to stop paying a federal income tax on our wages.
Right. I stopped doing that in 1993.
I haven't filed for 24 years, and I don't ever intend to file one. And
there is a lawful process.
We need to stop financing our
country of exactly how to do that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, and it's not just saying no. You have to actually file some papers, do a little homework.
There's an untaxed package.
Right. In fact, we'll be talking about that next Thursday on the 8th with our legal expert, constitutional expert Frank, and Phil Seiko on putting the full armor of God. It's literally your positional statement, and that's why the Constitution was literally framed on biblical principles. That's why America was strong, but it's being dismantled as we speak.
Absolutely. Thank you all so much for your time. I do appreciate you allowing some of us little people to give our opinion or express a thought or two. It's very helpful.
Yeah, you're not little, sir.
We really appreciate it. Everyone listening. And we now have Marianne in Arkansas. Go ahead with your comments or questions. Your calls are welcome. 800-313-9443 for this special. And once we get the book out, we'll be doing specials even more often, because there's so much material to cover to connect all the dots. Go ahead, Marianne. You're on the air. Marianne, you're on the air.
I'm here. Okay, you didn't hear me. Okay. Thank you, Dr. Bill Deagle.
Yes.
And thank you, Eric. your previous caller, that was wonderful. This, you know, the type of information you're putting out, it's no wonder that RBN has gone through the battle that it's gone through.
Well, listen, when you fight against the powers of darkness,
oh, yes,
you're going to have evil even within your ranks. Now we're cleansed. We're stronger than ever.
I know you are, and I am so thankful. You just don't know how I'm just so thankful that the way that you've come through this valiantly, and I'm behind you 100%.
Well, I support John.
Right, I do too.
Miller. I support all of the Hustle Network. And I really believe that now that we have been cleansed through a fire, we are going to be far stronger. We're also not going to be naive to let anyone get control of our servers or our streaming broadcasts. We're going to have multiple backups. And our great people here at RBN are going to march forward because this is the year the comfort zone's going. This is the apocalypto, the unveiling.
Right.
And a great unveiler, a great warrior for the Lord is Eric John Phelps. That's why he'll be on the platform of my show regularly as we march forward with the truth.
Right. Well, I'm so thankful. And you mentioned taxes. If anyone's not yet aware of the story of Ed Brown, if they'll just Google that, they'll get a lot of information. He's making a heroic stand right now. You mentioned the rebuilding of Babylon.
Yes.
And I was reminded of an article I just saw a few days ago, and I just went to my favorite search site, which is info.com, I-N-F-O. That's a 14-engine search site. And I found it, and all I typed in was just Iraq and U.S. Embassy. But they are one-third complete on a new embassy outside the city, 104 acres, 21 buildings, 4 square miles at $1 billion. And I'll go and listen off air. Thank you both.
That's an amazing facility they're building, isn't it? An entire city with a compound. We'll be back in a moment. Thank you very much, Eric. We'll be back in a moment with some closing comments and questions. If you have a quick question, 800-313-9443. We'll hand the mic back to Eric right after this break.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Welcome back to the NutraMedical Report. Eric, tell us the summary of what you've been saying in the last 2 hours about how similar what they're trying to do to America is with Russia. And this is a particular address to the Russian people, literally an apology, an admission of the fact that there is the blood of the Russian peoples, of the Eastern European peoples, of the peoples of the former Soviet Union. Orthodox peoples on the hands of America, Canada, Britain, and all of the Commonwealth of British nations that attacked and supported and destroyed and created the monster of Soviet Russia, literally that held hands when they dismantled the Luftwaffe, the SS, with the control of the Vatican to create the above-government control agencies, the SS, the Nazis, they literally were dispersed, and their technologies were the spoils of the Second World War. And in fact, all of our intelligence agencies are controlled by these evil monsters, these Luciferian Satanists, and it all roads do lead to Rome. Give us your summary for those people who are detractors, who don't believe that this is really the state of affairs.
Well, this is exactly what the U.S. has done. And see, the Vatican has used the American as its hammer to raise up this, first of all, this 14th Amendment American empire that has served the Vatican so well. But it's out of this empire that they built a huge Soviet communist empire, that they built a Nazi regime, that they built the Masonic Jewish laborers, Zionist government in Israel, when there should be a group of Jews who run that country for the benefit of their own people.
Right.
And so it's America that has been used to ultimately now destroying all the whites in South Africa, the whites in Rhodesia, to make one unified black African nation under the King of the South in Daniel 11. It's been America that's been used to build this huge Chinese host, this Kings of the East that the Revelation talks about, by the Knights of Malta, building China so they can ultimately take all the other nations. We people in America are responsible for all of this because we have allowed our government to do this. And because the blood is on our hands, I truly believe that God is going to make us pay for this dearly by a huge Sino-Soviet Muslim invasion after this crusade against Islam. And therefore, since we're all going to die sooner or later, the most important thing is that we've truly repented of our sins, that we believe the gospel, that the Lord Jesus died for our sins according to the scriptures, and he was buried and rose again, and as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God.
Wow, that's pretty powerful. That explains why we're really fighting. It is a spiritual war. Yes, it is an information war. Yes, it is a war that deal with technologies, but in a geopolitical war. Yes, there's climate change and solar and galactic things, but it ultimately is a spiritual war. And literally all the pathways to either spiritual or physical survival are made by serving the Most High God. And if you don't understand the truth, and the truth is in your Bible, the truth is in the study of history, the truth is in the documents in this ebook, The Vatican Assassin 3, you will not understand it if you want to stay blind. It says they love not the truth, so believing a lie, they believed a strong delusion. And what I see is one of the strong delusions are people expecting that they see these terrible things coming, as it says in Luke 21. It says their hearts shall fail. Well, men's hearts are not just failing, their senses are failing because they're expecting ETs to save them. They're expecting some kind of miraculous kind of salvation not from a personal relationship with the Most High God, but an evil hegemony by these globalists setting one side against the other to destroy both. Your comments, Eric.
It's a pleasure to be with you, Bill, and your guests.
Wonderful. Get this book. It's available soon. We're going to be, the indexing is almost complete, days away. We'll be shipping shortly, and you need this information if you want to be set free, because if you don't have the seal of the Most High, you will ultimately take the mark of the beast, which is coming quickly. We can see the signs forming in the next year or so. Repent, world, because our day of redemption is drawing near. Take care, everyone. We'll be back tomorrow with an amazing show dealing with issues such as survival with Steve Shanks, Dr. Mike Castle on global weather warfare. Thank you, Eric. You are a hero and a servant of the Most High. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We'll be back tomorrow, revealing the truth and the pathway to justice, liberty, and salvation. Amen.